crushed finger. I felt my head start to get hot, how it normally felt when I was losing the battle or when I was getting really bothered. My brother was so annoying and exasperating. He was clearly my mom's favorite at the time. I can still remember the time when he hit me and then started crying. Of course, my mom rushed over and started attending to him. I was left out, hurt because my mom didn't see who actually got hit. I ended up being blamed for something I didn't do. I also remember when he stole my brush one morning. He somehow secretly grabbed it out of the drawer and hid it in his bed. The next morning, when I went to grab my brush, it was gone. After about 7 minutes of me turning the house upside down, he finally took it out and started to brush his hair. I ran to him and snatched it out of his hands. He cried. My mom came and I got in trouble. My brother wasn't very nice to me. So here we are, arguing and fighting again, while getting out of the car after school. "Stop," Mom told us. "Just stop. I told you guys to stop touching each other."
"But he touched me first."
"But then she started to poke me,"
Zane said in his 3, almost 4-year-old voice. "Autumn, I expect you to be better than this. You are 4 years older, a big 7-year-old. Please try to be nicer," Mom exclaimed as we went inside. Once I finished my homework, I ran to my room. Zane followed, and I slammed the door in his face. "Why does he have to be so irritating?" I thought. Then he started to push on the door. I felt the wood in one hand and the metal handle in the other as I fought back. "Zane, get out and stay out of my room," I yelled. He just kept pushing against the door, trying to barge in. "Why?" he screamed, still banging on the door of my room. "Because," I shouted back, even though there really wasn't a good enough reason. "He just bothered me so much." The door kept bouncing back and forth between us, like a bungee being stretched and then let go. "Stop fighting, you two, and stop playing with the doors," my mom shouted from the kitchen. I needed him to stay out for some reason, but I knew what I was doing was wrong, especially after I heard my mom say that. The door kept going back and forth anyway. Then the door closed completely. There was a moment of silence until Zane started to wail. He moaned, he groaned, he screamed, he screeched like an angry eagle. I slowly opened the door, and what I saw was horrible and disgusting. Zane sat on the floor in front of me, crying, holding his finger with blood in the hinge of the door. The worst feeling in the world swallowed me like a black hole, sucking the joy out of me. A wave of regret crashed on top of me. What had I just done? I thought.
"Autumn!" my mom yelled angrily. "What happened?"
Well, I didn't know how to respond. I stammered. "I think I crushed his finger."
"Autumn, I told you to stop fighting with and hurting him. Now we are going to the emergency room where they can sew his nail and finger back together."
My mom was very mad.
"I'm so sorry," I said in a tiny voice. "I didn't mean for this to happen."
Zane kept on bawling as my mom wrapped his finger in a washcloth, grabbed the car keys, and said, "Autumn, you are in big trouble when we get back, understand?" I nodded, "Okay." I felt broken and crushed like my brother's finger. I'm pretty sure that was the longest 15-minute car ride of my life. Now I know that I shouldn't do things like that to my brother. In the end, there was a shot, 4 stitches, and lots of bandages. I will never forget that moment in my life. I am now much nicer to my brother, even though he does get aggravating sometimes.